The following is a presentation of Tomorrow's World.
Kings, dictators, and military leaders have dreamed of world domination and of conquering all the nations of the world. Indeed, the great empires of the past have displayed their grandeur and power. Today, modern China has the world's longest history as a continuous nation, beginning with the so-called prehistoric Xia Dynasty from 2070 to 1600 BC. The Egyptian Empire powerfully ruled over nations during the enslavement of the ancient Israelites, until their exodus in the 15th century BC. There have been many other empires, including the Russian Empire that ended in 1917, the Mongol Empire under Genghis Khan, the Byzantine Empire that ended in 1204 AD, and the British Empire that effectively ended in 1997 when China gained governmental control over Hong Kong. Great empires have come and gone, and the world has known little universal peace in the past 6,000 years. Dictators have demanded their own version of utopia and have failed. In spite of two world wars to halt the global conquering intentions of Nazi Germany, Adolf Hitler and the Axis powers, the lust for world power continues. Will humanity ever establish world peace? Your Bible reveals the good news that a new world government will bring universal peace to the world. This booklet, The World Ahead, What Will It Be Like?, describes the amazing and glorious future of the world. Much of the world is facing a hopeless future, but this booklet will share the encouraging Bible prophecies that guarantee a wonderful world to come. That world will be a global utopia, but based only on the glorious ways of love encouraged by the Messiah, Jesus Christ. My friends, people all over the world are now fearful of corruption, terrorism, climate change, and conflicts of all sorts. But the coming new world government will produce universal peace and prosperity. It may seem like an impossible dream, but your Bible guarantees the most beneficial world government ever. You will want to be a part of that glorious new world. Stay tuned. Warm greetings to all our friends around the world. The common idea of utopia is a glorious, perfect world of peace and prosperity. Some visionaries have tried to produce world peace with their own inventive forms of government and utopia. However, the word itself derives from the Greek meaning no place or nowhere. The Merriam-Webster Dictionary defines utopia as an imaginary place, quote, an imaginary place in which the government, laws, and social conditions are perfect, end of quote. Critics insist that such a place would require such regimentation that no one would have freedom of choice. Well, my friends, will there ever be some form of utopia on planet Earth? Is the idea of a global utopia an impossible dream? The 1965 Broadway musical, Man of La Mancha, featured the popular song titled The Impossible Dream. It describes a valiant struggle to, quote, reach the unreachable star, end of quote. My friends, we all yearn for a glorious world of peace and prosperity. Is that goal impossible for us to achieve? Your Bible reveals a future world far more glorious than that envisioned by futurists and human visionaries. What is the reality of the future? There is a new world coming, the kingdom of God, that will not only allow freedom of choice, but requires one to choose between life and death, blessing and cursing. On today's program, we'll discuss the reality of a future world guaranteed to overcome the sad state of today's world. And we'll be offering you an exciting, eye-opening booklet that will reveal the details of this coming new world. It's titled, The World Ahead, What Will It Be Like? The utopias dreamed by pundits, visionaries, statesmen, and futurists will pale in comparison to the new world order governed by the Prince of Peace. This free booklet will help you in your study of the Bible and open your eyes to Bible prophecy and the glorious future promise for all nations. You need this revealing and vital booklet, The World Ahead, What Will It Be Like? Be sure to write down the phone number on your screen. You can also order this free booklet on our website at tomorrowsworld.org. On today's program, we'll examine God's prophesied new world government and the prosperity it will bring to planet Earth. Will the future bring utopia or dystopia? Dystopias are the opposite of utopias. Dystopia is defined as, quote, an imaginary place where people lead dehumanized and often fearful lives, end of quote. The Gulf News gave this somewhat scary geopolitical analysis of the European Union and European trends. The article titled, Europe's Politics of Dystopia, gave this assessment. Quote, in Germany, the Netherlands, Finland, Denmark, Austria, and Sweden too, the popularity of populist anti-EU, anti-migrant right-wing parties is on the rise. Failure to act decisively now will lead to the eventual failure of the peaceful, integrated, globalized, supranational state that is the EU, and the rise of dystopian nationalist regimes. The contours of such places have been reflected in literary works such as George Orwell's 1984, Aldous Huxley's Brave New World, and Michael Hulenbeck's latest novel, Submission. Let us hope that they remain confined to the printed page, end of quote. My friends, what will your future be like? This New York Times magazine, dated November 15, 2015, is called The Future Issue. The creative cover presents the future as a game of chance. Its wheel of fortune suggests that the future may be mysterious, violent, bankrupt, unequal, optimized, peaceful, crowded, glorious, automated, synthetic, doomed, or utopian. Which of these descriptions of the future, if any, will predominate and come true? The New York Times states, quote, no one knows what the future holds. Is that statement true? Can anyone really know the future? Can you really trust Bible prophecy? My friends, the Creator God has all power in the universe. He is omnipotent, as it tells us in Revelation 19, verse 6. God sustains this tiny planet in the Milky Way galaxy by the word of His power, as it tells us in Hebrews 1 and verse 3. When God declares future trends and events, nothing can stand in His way, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken, as it states in Micah 4, verse 4, for example. One of the most inspiring examples of fulfilled prophecy concerns the Messiah's first coming. Most any Bible dictionary will list the Old Testament prophecies concerning Christ's first coming and their fulfillment as documented in the New Testament. The Old Testament contains more than 300 references to the Messiah's first coming. Peter Stoner, in his book Science Speaks, examined the probability of one person fulfilling just 48 of those prophecies. For that to happen by chance would be 1 in 10 followed by 157 zeros. As someone calculated, that would be like trying to find one specific electron out of all the electrons in all of the known universe on the first attempt. And that considers only 48 of the hundreds of messianic prophecies that were fulfilled. In other words, the prophecies concerning Christ's first coming could never have been fulfilled by chance. They were powerfully predicted and fulfilled in hundreds of exacting details. Yes, you can trust Bible prophecy. Be sure to order your free booklet, The World Ahead, What Will It Be Like? This amazing booklet will show you from the Bible the reality of the coming wonderful world here on earth under the kingdom of God. Statesmen have suggested that one world government would solve our problems. But has the United Nations, which observed its 70th anniversary on United Nations Day, October 24, 2015, brought us world peace? The United Nations can document many humanitarian services and achievements. Yet the Science and Security Board of the Bulletin of Atomic Scientists has set their symbolic doomsday clock to 3 minutes before midnight. The Bulletin made their announcement on January 22, 2015. My friends, has the danger increased or decreased since that announcement? You know the answer to that question. Terrorism and regional conflicts have intensified. We need a world government, and that will guarantee world peace. Is that possible? My friends, not only is it possible, it is prophesied in your Bible. In Matthew 6, the Messiah, Jesus Christ, gave us an outline of prayer subjects. We all pray, Your kingdom come. That's in Matthew 6, verse 10. What will that kingdom be like? Who will govern the nations? Will the world's changing climate stabilize? We'll answer those questions in the remainder of our program. But first, I'd like to offer you this exciting free booklet, The World Ahead, What Will It Be Like? How will the millennial governments be organized? Who will be the top leaders in God's coming kingdom? This booklet will give you the answers and will give you hope for the future based on the Word of God, the Bible. You need this inspiring booklet. So pick up the telephone right now and request your informative free booklet, The World Ahead, What Will It Be Like? Just ask for the booklet on The World Ahead. You can also order this booklet on our website at tomorrowsworld.org, or you can write to us at one of our regional addresses.
For today's free informative offer, send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 3800, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227. Or call this toll-free number, 1-800-236-0531. That number again is 1-800-236-0531. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insights on today's important issues. Tomorrow's World magazine keeps you up to date with world trends, Bible prophecy, and the very meaning of life itself. Tomorrow's World. Call now.
In the first part of our program, we saw that world history demonstrates that mankind does not know the way to peace. We saw the speculations of utopia and dystopia. We also saw that you can trust Bible prophecy. Specific prophecies have come to pass, are right now coming to pass, and are guaranteed to come to pass in the future. Many in the world dream of lasting peace among nations. Some of you may have seen the sculpture outside the United Nations in New York, depicting a man beating a sword into a plowshare. That sculpture is based on the prophecy of Isaiah 2, verse 4. Speaking of a future time under the world-ruling kingdom of God, the prophet Isaiah states, "They shall beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore." My friends, that's the good news of tomorrow's world. The book of Revelation outlines how that government will prevail over all nations. Our free booklet that we're offering today, The World Ahead, What Will It Be Like, will give you much more inspiring detail than we have time for on today's program. But how will the new world government operate? How can we be sure that generation after generation will enjoy great peace and prosperity? First of all, Christ, the King of Kings, will have the power to stop nations and individuals from rebellion and war. As we see in Revelation 20, true Christians will reign with Christ in His coming kingdom. Revelation 20, verse 4. And they lived and reigned with Christ for 1,000 years. What will all the saints, all true Christians, be doing in the coming kingdom during that 1,000 years? Listen to the song of the saints, Revelation 5, verse 9. You, speaking of Christ, are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, for you were slain and have redeemed us to God by your blood out of every tribe and tongue and people and nation. Now listen to this. And have made us kings and priests to our God, and we shall reign on the earth. As kings and priests in God's coming kingdom, faithful Christians will teach the nations the way to peace, and the nations will be teachable. They will know that true knowledge comes from God and His Word. They will actually desire to know the truth, the laws of God, and the way of God. The theory of evolution will not pervade the educational institutions of tomorrow's world. The Word of God, the Bible, is the foundation of knowledge. Yes, there is hope for the future. You can read more details of that future in our free exciting booklet, The World Ahead, What Will It Be Like? Not too many years from now, Jesus Christ will return to transform a world of war, chaos, and carnality into a world of peace, prosperity, fulfillment, and joy. How will the millennial government be organized? Will ancient King David be resurrected to rule over the nations of Israel and Judah? This booklet will give you the answers, and it will give you sure hope for the future based on the Word of God, the Bible. Listen to these subheads: Teachers of Joy, Organization of God's Kingdom, The Way to Blessings, Restore True Christianity. You need this inspiring booklet, so pick up the telephone right now and request your informative free booklet, The World Ahead, What Will It Be Like? Just ask for the booklet on The World Ahead. Call now.
Today's offer is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. Visit us online at tomorrowsworld.org. Find us on Facebook, watch us on YouTube, and follow us on Twitter.
Over the past centuries, visionaries have dreamed of a world utopia. Your Bible guarantees a new world, a new age far superior than the various ideas of utopia. Christians all over the world follow Christ's instruction to pray for God's glorious kingdom. Do you pray as Christ instructed, Your kingdom come? This world needs God's kingdom to bring it universal peace and prosperity for all peoples. This world needs the powerful, loving, and wise rulership of a great spirit being, the one who is called King of Kings and Lord of Lords. That's proclaimed in Revelation 17:14 and Revelation 19, verse 16. And who will assist him in governing the nations? If you have your Bible, turn to Revelation chapter 1. As we saw in Revelation 20, verse 4, true Christians will reign with Christ in His coming kingdom for 1,000 years. God is now calling His people to train as kings and priests. Isn't it amazing that so few professing Christians understand the glorious calling and future that God is preparing for us? What will the saints, all true Christians, be doing in the coming kingdom? Revelation 1, verse 5. To Him who loved us and washed us from our sins in His own blood, and has made us kings and priests to His God and Father, to Him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. My friends, God wants you to be a part of His soon coming royal family. As kings and priests in God's coming kingdom, we will teach the nations the way to peace. Notice some of the positions in which born-again saints will serve. Turn in your Bible to Revelation 2 and verse 26. And he who overcomes and keeps my works until the end, to him I will give power over the nations. Yes, some of the saints, faithful Christians, will be ruling over nations, helping them and teaching them to practice God's way of love and life. Remember what Jesus told His faithful apostles. What will they be doing in the kingdom? The Apostle Peter asked Jesus that question in Matthew 19, verse 27. Then Peter answered and said to Him, See, we have left all and followed You. Therefore, what shall we have? So Jesus said to them, Assuredly, I say to you, that in the regeneration, when the Son of Man sits on the throne of His glory, you who have followed Me will also sit on 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And who will supervise the 12 apostles in God's coming kingdom? Remember that ancient King David was called a man after God's own heart in Acts 13, verse 22. Bible prophecy reveals that King David will rule over the united houses of Israel and Judah. You can read about that in Ezekiel 37, verse 22. Now notice verse 24. David, my servant, shall be king over them, and they shall all have one shepherd. They shall also walk in my judgments, and observe my statutes and do them. My friends, think of the glorious kingdom to come and the great heroes of the Bible. The prophet Daniel became a great ruler in the kingdoms of Babylon and Persia. Here in our free booklet that we're offering today, The World Ahead, What Will It Be Like? Dr. Meredith writes, quote, "We can surmise that Daniel, the man whom God led King Nebuchadnezzar to appoint ruler over the whole province of Babylon, Daniel 2 verse 48, will be given a position of rule over the Gentile nations in the millennium. In fact, he may be given a very high position, similar to that of David, since God used him to help rule over the greatest Gentile kingdom in earth's history, the head of gold, verse 38, end of quote. My friends, what will be your job in the kingdom? Faithful Christians will have different responsibilities depending on their training in this life and their service to Christ, the church, and humanity. You may be familiar with the parable of the minas or the parable of the pounds. Turn in your Bible to Luke, the 19th chapter. The king rewards those servants who were faithful and had actually gained from their original gift. Luke 19, verse 15. "And so it was that when he returned, having received the kingdom, he then commanded these servants to whom he had given the money to be called to him, that he might know how much every man had gained by trading. Then came the first, saying, 'Master, your mina has earned 10 minas. And he said to him, 'Well done, good servant, because you were faithful in a very little, have authority over 10 cities. And the second came, saying, 'Master, your mina has earned 5 minas. Likewise, he said to him, you also be over 5 cities. My friends, true Christians are in training to serve and rule. The idea of floating around in heavenly clouds forever is not what your Bible teaches. You need to know more about the exciting world to come under the divine world ruling government led by the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. You can read more details of that future in our booklet, The World Ahead, What Will It Be Like? Not too many years from now, Jesus Christ will return to transform a world of war, chaos, and carnality into a world of peace, prosperity, fulfillment, and joy. How will the millennial government be organized? Will the 12 apostles be ruling over the 12 tribes of Israel in God's coming kingdom? This booklet will give you the answers, and it will give you sure hope for the future based on the Word of God, the Bible. Listen to these subheads. Millennial government, joy under God's government, restore true Christianity, education in the world ahead. True education begins at home, and agriculture and health. You need this inspiring booklet. So pick up the telephone right now and request your informative free booklet, The World Ahead, What Will It Be Like? Just ask for the booklet on The World Ahead. You can also order this booklet on our website at tomorrowsworld.org, or you can write to us at one of our regional addresses.
For today's free informative offer, send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 3800, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227. Or call this toll-free number, 1-800-236-0531. That number again is 1-800-236-0531. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insights on today's important issues. Tomorrow's World magazine keeps you up to date with world trends, Bible prophecy, and the very meaning of life itself. Tomorrow's World. Call now.
What many consider an impossible dream, a global utopia, will come true. If you have your Bible, turn to Zechariah 8, verse 3. The Prince of Peace will teach the way to peace and prosperity. Jerusalem will be the capital of planet Earth. Zechariah 8, verse 3. Thus says the Eternal, I will return to Zion and dwell in the midst of Jerusalem. Jerusalem shall be called the City of Truth, the Mountain of the Lord of Hosts, the Holy Mountain. Thus says the Lord of Hosts, Old men and old women shall again sit in the streets of Jerusalem, each with his staff in his hand because of great age. The streets of the city shall be full of boys and girls playing in its streets. Instead of urban violence, gang murders, and the early death of children, families will live safely and securely. Elderly men and women will live in peace and no longer experience many kinds of abuse. Farms will prosper with sustainable agriculture. Read this inspiring prophecy in Amos 9, verse 13. Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when the plowman shall overtake the reaper, and the treader of grapes him who sows seed. The mountains shall drip with sweet wine, and all the hills shall flow with it. I will bring back the captives of my people Israel. They shall build the waste cities and inhabit them. They shall plant vineyards and drink wine from them. They shall also make gardens and eat fruit from them. I will plant them in their land, and no longer shall they be pulled up from the land I have given them, says the Lord your God. My friends, there is hope for the future of the world, and there is hope for your future. Instead of a dehumanized dystopia, the glorious kingdom of God will surpass even the most magnificent utopia imagined by optimistic dreamers. Today's faithful Christians, the true saints, will be in the first resurrection to assist Christ in ruling the world. They will usher in the millennium of world peace. The prophet Isaiah gives us this millennial vision. The wolf also shall dwell with the lamb. The leopard shall lie down with the young goat, the calf and the young lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. The cow and the bear shall graze, their young ones shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. The nursing child shall play by the cobra's hole, and the weaned child shall put his hand in the viper's den. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. Thank God that His kingdom is coming soon. You need to be watching the prophetic trends and signs announcing Christ's return. You need to pray, Your kingdom come. And you need this inspiring booklet, The World Ahead, What Will It Be Like? This booklet will give you hope, encouragement, and faith for the future. Be sure to request your free copy. We invite you to join us every week on Tomorrow's World, or watch us online at any time. In the challenging and stressful times in which we live, you need the solid guidance that comes from your Bible. Gerald Weston, Wallace Smith, and I will continue to share with you the teachings of Jesus Christ, the good news of the coming kingdom of God, and the exciting end time prophecies and their meaning. So be sure to join us again next week right here at this same time.
To view the Tomorrow's World telecast or request today's free offer, visit us online at tomorrowsworld.org. Remember to find us on Facebook and be sure to follow us on Twitter. The preceding program is produced by the Living Church of God.